My podcast family, it's 6:23 in the morning, and we're dropping another one, baby. No mate right now, baby. We got coffee. We got that strong coffee. I put a supermarket here in Miami, Florida. It's called Publix, and I buy the Publix coffee creamer. Yep. The Publix coffee creamer, I think it's like $3.81, and it's like one of those big jugs. It lasts me for like 7.3 years, and like there's a cockroach in the bottom of it, and I just keep using. I'm just joking, but it's one of those big tubs of traditional just coffee creamer, man, and it makes coffee taste so good. I do like that liquid creamer from Coffee Mate. They have like a hazelnut sugar-free one. Maybe you guys know what I'm talking about. There's a snickerdoodle one. There's a cinnamon roll one. There's a peach cobbler. They got so many damn coffee creamers now. And I always go with some sugar-free or fat-free. And really, that's all I wanted to say today on the I always do that joke. It's just really funny to me. I don't know why. If you had a podcast, it'd be funny too, okay? Okay? I thought about what to say this morning, but you know what? That's not good to do. I don't think you should think, I want to make a podcast. What should I say? I think you should have something to say, right? And then you should make a podcast. So I woke up, you know, my 5 a.m. routine, because I mentioned that. And I thought to myself, man, let's get into the Bible. No matter your faith tradition, I just think it's so healthy and good for you to read ancient text. Like, gosh, imagine, guys, imagine if like you're watching a movie and like you saw this character and he was like lost in the world, but then they told him that there's this ancient book that could help him. That's the way I see it. Like, holy shit, these dudes like were around for something incredible that happened in the world ever in the history of humanity, and people were writing about it. And they put it together in a collection of letters into what we know as the Bible. But any faith tradition has this, like, revelation, this words from God, or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, these words really do help. And the reason people get fumbled up is because it's, like, big and thick. And, you know, some of the shit in there is just like, dude, this doesn't apply to me. That's so weird. Like, I don't want to talk about all that weird shit. Some people like that stuff. I love the truths that'll help me like today at 4:03 on a Wednesday. You know, like I want some stuff that's going to really work on my soul, because I think all of humanity does, right? And so for me personally, within my Christian background, I love the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, because there's like some good nuggets in there that help me in my day. And don't you want to be helped in your day? I think where people get fumbled up is they try to read it and they're like, oh, what the fuck does this have to do with me? How's this going to help me make money? And it's like, dude, like you got to sit with the text. You got to work through it and you got to let it work on you, and the nuggets will come. But you can't just be like, oh, this is stupid. It doesn't work. Like you're just like giving up too quick. And that is a good message in itself, but that's not where I wanted to go. But it's similar. I want to focus on a line that I read today. So here's the way it works practically. Like, I like staying in the New Testament because the Old Testament's kind of scary and it's like a lot of shit in there. But I go New Testament and I go with like maybe 11 books in the New Testament, right? 11 letters. So let's say like maybe names you've heard before: Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy. I don't know why I talk like that, but I was today. And 2nd Thessalonians is the one I was going in today. And so it's like, man, it's like shorter than an NPR article. It's like 3 chapters, and I mean, it took me like 11 and a half minutes to finish. And I read it a couple times, right? So you could see like maybe 20 minutes in the text. And I ask God, like, hey, bring something out to me. Show me something. And maybe I do that and nothing happens. And like I close the book and I'm like, all right, like, let's start the day. And then sometimes, most of the time, there appears something that's good for me. So today, I came across a line And sometimes that's all you need is a line. And if you're a scholar like me, you like to, you know, find out the history. What do they mean? What's the context? How does that connect to what he said earlier? What does it mean? What was the guy feeling? And you don't have to go there. But sometimes you just need a simple line, you know? And today that was that for me. And so here's the line. Are you ready? It says, and this is from chapter 3, verse 13, in the second book of Thessalonians. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Yeah, that's the line. Let me say it one more time, even though you probably heard it. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Just some good truth. Wasn't written in English, you know, over 2,000 years ago. I'm not going to go into the context of it all. We're just going to stick with the line. And I'm going to say that you probably need to hear that. I need to hear that. And, you know, some guy with sandals on 2,000 years ago needed to write that. And someone else needed to hear it too. And the reason I love ancient texts is because there's universal truths that apply to all of society. Because there'll be a guy 387 years from now that needs to read this too if the world hasn't ended. Okay? So that's why I love, you know, scripture. And yeah, look, you can read this in a personal development book too. But that shit was written in 2004. And some guy that, you know, I love going into like deep traditions, wouldn't you? You know, that old ancient words of wisdom, because all wisdom stems from somewhere. And in my own opinion, it stems from higher consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it, right? And so for some reason in the course of humanity, something happened and people wanted to put a book together like never before. And anything like that has never happened again. So whatever you feel, like, the book means something. Like, there's good stuff in it. And I encourage you to read it. So anyways, let's get back to the text. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. I want to say that the only reason that this series of words would be put together is because it does feel like you get tired from doing what's good. Would you agree? For some reason, there's a tiredness that accompanies goodness. And the reason why is because you feel like your goodness is not getting anywhere. You feel like your efforts and your toils and your labors are not improving. You feel like the work you're doing is in vain and nobody sees it and nobody recognizes it, or it doesn't get the notice and the appreciation that you think it merits or that you see other people receiving. And so therein begins a quiet tiredness of doing this good. And you start to lose that passion and desire because you're not encouraged in the way of your goodness. You feel like it's all rather pointless. Do you concur? Do you feel me? And so, because of this tiredness that accompanies goodness, it's rather easy to stop. And therein lies the next question is, okay, well, if you do stop, what is the alternative? Well, the alternative is to be idle and to not do anything, or to just go with the flow. Because being goodness takes effort, right? It takes commitment and passion and energy that's used. But idleness, like, you know, you think of a car, like, just kind of in idle mode. It's parked, but it's on. It's not going anywhere. It's kind of just chilling, resting, you know? But if it's driving, it's working. And you'll still use gas and idle, but like not nearly as much as going 87 on the highway, right? And so when you put down the gas and you travel, it's like work. And so this goodness comes from energy. We have to work and try and do and make and create. There's a temptation to be idle and just sit. And that's the bigger context of this passage, is people were getting idle. And so Paul the Apostle writes this to them, amongst other great things that I'd love to break down for you, but we're sticking with one line. Never grow tired of doing what is good. Yesterday, I spent about 6 hours of my day making a new reel on Instagram. And I also post on different social media platforms, but my message was about love and like the different ways that, you know, love can be audacious. I love that word, audacious. You audacious little girl. It's just such a fun line, fun series of letters. But the audacity of love was the name of the reel. And it's just about how, you know, you can fall in love and fall out of love and, you know, be talking to somebody and all of a sudden you're like, I like you. And then there's other days where you realize you really don't like the person you married, and other days that they're incredible. And it's so audacious the way love is. And my bigger message was that one of the worst things you can do is try to control love. And one of the best things that you can do is let it be free. The real audacity is when we try to be the ones who manipulate it, right? And so that was my bigger message amongst a series of clips that I do. And I go around Miami and I, you know, just talk at the camera, and you got to edit these videos and make them really cool. But the whole thing, like, it takes a while, guys. Like, people see it and they're like, scroll. But if you know any creators, or if you yourself have tried to create anything, it's like it's a project. It's art, man. It's art. It was literally like a short film. It was like a minute and 22 seconds. It was fucking long. And I was so excited to give it to the world. It's my gift. And like 30 minutes later, after posting on the platform, it has like 2 likes, man. Both really good friends. And I just went to bed like, okay, Jay, don't come on. Like, don't go there. Like, you know, but it's hard, guys, because you want to like do well and you want to be received well, and it's getting plays, but people probably just scroll over it. And there's a myriad of reasons why, right? The algorithm, all these like techie words. But, you know, there's a temptation to just say, fuck this, bro. Why the fuck am I wasting my time doing this shit? You know, like, and herein lies the text for me this morning, is never grow tired of doing what is good. You know, like, And I want to say, like, well, if one person felt it, then it worked. Like, I don't know. I just think that's so, like, Hallmark cheesy. Like, I think there's a bigger narrative going on. And if it worked in me, then it works, you know? And art, you know, and this is more context within what happened to me, but art is something that people that see it can feel like worked on, but it's really the artist that knows and that felt it, because they brought it and birthed it from their conscious, right? And so was it really about getting likes, or was it really about the work done in me? Because if you like try to pride yourself on how good it does, and that means that it was good, like, you get lost, right? If it does do well, you get lost. And then if it doesn't do well and you thought, was it me? Then you get lost in that too. And so art is like free form, and it's more about what's happening in you regardless of the accolades. And for me, that's synonymous with like never grow tired of doing what's good. Because sometimes like you do good, right? And you feel like really motivated. You're like, wow, people love me. Look at me. I'm so inspirational, motivational. You know, I'm doing good. I'm getting a pat on the back, you know, all these different things. And like everyone sees me, and like whatever comes for you when you think about what's doing good in the world, you know. And I mean specifically like for people at work, for your family, for your friends, for your lover, for your partner, for for your dog, for anyone that you feel like, dogs are nice, right? They always sort of feel like, hey, that was nice of you. Thank you. You know, but humans, they're a little different. But what I'm trying to say is like, there's these accolades that can pat you on the back and make you feel good, society, and you receive them and it feels nice when you're doing what's good, right? And it's like, I'm not tired, like, give me more. But then there's a side of doing good that begins to get tired. And it usually gets tired when you feel like you're not receiving the appropriate praise. You're not seen. You're not noticed. Like, you're not given a chance. You're not put in front. And then what happens is we start to grow tired. And so the message today, my good podcast, my good podcasting brothers and sisters, is to never grow tired of doing what is good, because your validation doesn't come from the accolades of other people. Never grow tired of doing what is good, because your worthiness stems from God. Never grow tired of doing what's good, because you're doing it for the goodness within yourself and not for the praise of other people. Never grow tired of doing what's good, because you're the one that's being worked on, right? These are the good truth. These are the good messages. This is the fire. This is the heat. This is the truth. And I hope that it hits you. It's not about, the only reason you would grow tired of doing what's good is because you feel like it's not received well. If it was received well all the time, you'd keep going, right? But you know, and I know, that doing good always entails like a lot of host of other things that are not good, like that come are and that are negative. But if you know what's good and you create it and you make it and you build it and you give it to the world and you know in your heart this is good, right? Whatever it is, doesn't have to be art. It could be like just so many things, guys. But if you know that this is what's needed to be done, then you need to do it regardless of how it's received. And you just keep going, whether you feel tired or you don't, whether you feel energized or you don't, you're detached from the approval and validation of others, because your validation stems from a higher source. Your validation stems from God. And you know that you're the one that's being worked on. And so goodness is something that must be done, always. It's not like, no. It feels good for you to be good. It feels good for you to create. It feels good for you to spread positivity, goodness, life. Do not grow tired. Do not grow tired of doing what's good. Everything is counted. Everything is used. Everything is worth something. Everything gets put together. Everything gets recycled. Everything. Right? So it's like, it's just so easy to think like this. There's no point. Man, that's the biggest lie, guys. Of course there's a point. Of course there's a point. Of course. And another scripture verse says, your labor isn't in vain. It all counts for something. So I give that to you. Let me take a sip, guys. Hold on. I give that for you today, because I know that for some of you, like, you're living your life and, man, it can get hard sometimes out there. It really could. Whatever you do for work, whatever family you're in, whatever communities or circles you're in, it just starts to get so tiring, doesn't it? It just starts to feel like, what's the point of this anymore? Like, I just want to, you know, sit down and have a glass of wine and time for me. I don't know, any of those things that you think you want, and then you got to get back to that thing, and it's like you're thinking about it wrong. You know, you're thinking about it wrong. The work, the goodness, the hope, the positivity, the life, the goodness that you want to spread, the goodness that feels good to give. It's something that should never grow tired, guys. It's something that should give you more life. If it's making you feel tired, it's because your association with it is fallible. It's not right. you're thinking that this is like making me tired, or it's not seen, or it's not praised, or it's not loved, and the only time you want to keep being good is when you're seen and noticed and loved and liked and received. And you're seeing it wrong. You do it because it's the best way to live. You do it because there's going to be highs and lows in everything. You do it because it's what your calling is. You're doing it because what makes you light up. You're doing goodness, and whatever you want to see goodness as, right? For you and your context and your life. And you're being good. You're giving goodness. You're spreading goodness. You're embodying goodness. This is the best way to be human. Never grow tired in it. And never feel like the only reason you want to do it is because of the way it will be received, because then your validation is in other people. Remember, you're the one that's being worked on when you do good. And if you can see that, it just takes so much of the pressure off of doing good. Because now it's just like, no, this is how I breathe, you know? This is how I move. Doesn't matter if you praise me or if you don't praise me. I'm going to give goodness. Yeah. It's not a doormat. That's a different topic. We have boundaries. We have strengths. I'm talking about the goodness that we give in the world. That, whatever that means to you, the goodness that springs from who you are, that stuff. Never, never, never grow tired of bringing that to our world. All right, guys, that is a podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Love you lots. See you in the next one.